Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
We've all heard the saying, act your age. That could be for anybody who's young and trying to act a little bit older than they are, or... in some cases, it could be for older people who don't want to age, I guess, and they are trying to act like they're still in their 20s or their 30s.
Yes, that can be that can cause back problems, but go ahead.
Something I was going to say, something tells you might have a personal story about this?
No, I was at the Hanson's Tree Service location yesterday because I was dropping off some really big bushes that I cut down in my backyard, and as I was dragging those to my truck and trying to hoist them up in there, it reminded me that I'm no longer 30 years old. But go ahead.
Well, that'll do it.
Yes.
Yeah, the back pain usually tells you that you are not that age anymore. Well, it's interesting because I want to play this clip for you here in a second. It was Ben Shapiro from the Daily Wire going off about this issue, specifically as it relates to Jennifer Lopez. I do not watch any award shows. It's just not my thing anymore. But she was at the American Music Awards recently, and she ended up kissing a male and female backup dancer on stage while she was performing, and that got a lot of people talking. And he has some very clear thoughts about not only her, but just people like her in general. Listen.
It is kind of amazing to watch elderly people who are now desperately attempting to maintain attention. Jennifer Lopez is 55 years old. She is
not elderly.
I agree. Dancer. Not elderly.
There is this thing that's happening in our culture where a bunch of people are masquerading as 17-year-olds. You see it in the manosphere, too. I see a bunch of people who are sort of in the podcast space who are cosplaying at being 17-year-old Beavis and Butthead types.
Okay, let's first talk about the whole elderly comment. I do agree with Ben Shapiro about people like Jennifer Lopez who are in their mid-50s and they want to still act like they're in their 30s. Now, she looks fantastic, do not get me wrong. Like, she can pull off a lot of the things that she might wear, but that doesn't mean that she should wear them. She still is in her 50s. However, Mark, just to make you feel better, 55 is not elderly.
Thank you.
I won't say your age. I'm just saying that's not elderly. Not even close.
Thank you. So, like, what he's talking about that I'm thinking, I've had those exact same thoughts about, for example, Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
Madonna is in her 60s, I'm pretty sure, and very much tries to dance and dress and all that like she's still in 1980. She does. And, you know, she's clearly had more lip filler and Botox and plastic surgery than anybody could ever need to look the way she looks, because her skin is like flawless at whatever age she's at now. And that's a great example of it. I don't know anything about J-Lo. I do know that Ben Affleck probably made the greatest decision in his life running from that again.
Yeah, their whole love story is confusing to me. But like Kid Rock, even. I know people love Kid Rock. I get it. Yeah. But he also, I would say, is somebody who, he's 54 years old. I would also say he tries to act a little bit younger.
You think?
But yeah, I do. It's the way they dress. It's the way you carry yourself. It's what you say, how you act.
So but what you're saying is, when you hit a certain age,
act your age.
You shouldn't try to wear Lululemon pants and get... you know, hip shoes.
Yes. You can wear whatever. What were the sneakers you got that
wear
you were made
white
fun of
New
for?
Balance
they
had tennis shoes.
Didn't they have Velcro and you were made fun
white,
of for it?
White New Balance tennis shoes.
I'm
you
not,
should just
she's
give
saying
up
this
the ghost.
Now. Wait till she gets to that age and then you watch it change.
I'm just saying, like, why are people still trying to dress a certain way or act a certain way when it's just not in keeping with their age? But this goes the other way. I was doom scrolling yesterday on social media and some girl was talking up. She's like my age. She's got, I think, 5 kids. And one of her daughters is like it's 7 or 8 or something. And she said she's dropping her girls off at cheerleading camp. And some of the girls take it very seriously, but her girls were just there to, or at least one daughter was just there to simply have fun and hang out with her friends. She says she shows up and, you know, her daughter's just kind of wearing whatever they find at the house. And she says these girls at 7 or 8 years old are wearing like matching Lululemon, you know, the track suit thing or whatever they're called, like the leggings and the crop tops. And she just couldn't even believe it. She's like, I felt like I was looking at a group of, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-olds who were walking in. And I had to remind myself, she says, that they were like 7 and 8 years old because they've got their hair done up and, you know, their makeup because they're doing cheerleading. So that's kind of part of it, too. So it's both ends of the spectrum where it's like parents, and I'm sure I'll be guilty of this at some point. It's like we're always looking ahead to the next stage. Like, oh, you know, I want to speed up this process. Or it's like you're not just letting them be kids. You just let them be kids. Let them wear stuff that doesn't match, that looks ridiculous. And for the adults, we should probably just accept the fact that we are a certain age and it doesn't mean you need to go out and buy Velcro shoes, Mark. You're not that old, but I am saying
that's like, not why I bought them. I was in my 40s when this happened. It was just a mistake. I thought
you,
they
you
were
just
on
thought
sale.
They looked cool.
No, they were on sale. I thought I was getting a deal.
That even sounds old of you to say that. That's like what my grandma used to say.
I've had an old soul for a long time. I'm just saying. So here's a couple of observations about that. When I was in my 30s, and had this goal of being a television news anchor, I thought I looked too young. So I briefly considered trying to color my sideburns to look a little gray so that I would look older, right? Which in hindsight was really stupid because you're trying to conform to what you think some news director out there is looking for. And as you get older, you start to realize that youth is wasted on the young because they don't realize, and quite frankly, parents don't do a good job relaying this information to their children of what starts to happen when you age. Are just things that you think in your mind you can probably do it. You can go to the gym and try to do it, but there's just a natural process involved there, right? There's certain things your back's going to hurt more for no reason. These things are just going to happen. But when it comes to people's perceptions of you, and I'm sure this is part of what goes on in Hollywood, you start to be dismissed by society based on people's perception of your age. Now, I don't particularly care what people think of my age, but I know a lot of people are very self-conscious of that because they pretty much feel like when you get to a certain age, society writes you off and they've pretty much moved on to the next generation. So I'm sure that's what it was with J-Lo. I'm sure that's what it is with Madonna. I wouldn't want to emulate any of that. But at some level, as I've gotten older, I can look at those people struggling to keep what they had and understand that.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bet they're worried about getting, you know, passed
sidelined.
Over. Yeah,
absolutely.
Passed over for yes. a role by somebody who's 30 years old and this up-and-coming, beautiful actress. I get that. But you also, and I mean, I can relate. It's not the same, but I can relate where I just look younger. You know, people typically think I'm 7 to 10 years younger than I actually am, which is great now, but especially being a reporter at the time, you don't want to look like
you're 18 years old,
and everyone always is stunned if I, not like I'm even old by any means, but it's like people are still surprised if I tell them my age because they just think I'm in my mid-20s. And so I have struggled with that where I felt like people wrote me off though as I was just some, oh, you're too young, you're inexperienced, you don't know. And so it was like what I had to say didn't matter. In fact, that's why I talk about Charlie Kirk a lot, but I am impressed with people like Charlie Kirk who he's younger than I am. And the guy's really impressive with what he knows and how he's able to articulate different points. And that's such a God-given gift that he has. And he's using it so well. But I think that's what's so cool is somebody like him. It doesn't matter that he's, you know,
Caroline Levitt,
even younger than Charlie Kirk. Like there's such a high level of respect for people like that, despite their age. And people aren't just writing him off. But they carry themselves very well. There is a difference. They are acting their age.
Yeah. Well, because,
you know, they're not, Caroline's not trying to act like she's way older. I feel like she's just mature. She's almost 30, isn't she? Like 27, 28?
I think so. You know, the older people in the audience will appreciate this. You won't know who the older guy is that I'm talking about. But Ethan, I saw a meme yesterday. It showed the difference in how people are aging these days compared to how they used to age. It was a picture of Tom Brady at 45 when he was still playing in the NFL and Kenny Stabler at 45 when he was still playing in the NFL. Kenny Stabler looked like somebody's grandfather. He had a gray beard and gray hair, and his face looked tired. And then there's this picture next to him of Tom Brady, who looked like a 30-year-old male model when he was 45, 46 years old.
That's because he didn't moisturize.
Well, he like moisturized. Brady does. He had a supermodel helping take care of him and all that stuff. So that probably played a role in it.
Not anymore.
Times have changed, for sure. Well, no, I don't know. He's got. Didn't he date like some 30-year-old or something?
Well, that's another thing people are doing.
That would
dating
keep you,
people.
Maybe that keeps you younger.
Do not take that advice, by the way, of dating people who are like 30 years younger to stay young.
Bill Belichick looks 20.
Yeah, Bill Belichick, we're not in any way condoning what you're doing. I'm not. I'll speak for myself.
He's taking years off Belichick. Can't you tell? A little extra pep in his step.
It's just weird.
It is weird. De Niro, I mean, like all of them.
So many of them.
Oh, I know.
Even Leonardo DiCaprio, he's known for dating girls who are in their 20s and 30s and doesn't want to marry him, just dates around.
That's right. Yep.
Got that off my chest. Thank you. I feel better about that. Thank you, guys.
Glad to hear that. Poor J-Lo. No, I'm just kidding.
You're not elderly, but act your age, J-Lo.
Elderly.
And others like you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.